This is Dakota Datebook for December 30th. It's hard to remember why there was fear that the world might end on January 1st, 2000. Despite reassurances from experts that nothing bad would happen, many people reacted in panic, hoarding supplies, or foreseeing an apocalypse. North Dakotans are known for their pragmatism and helpfulness, so panic was not an issue. But Y2K did not stop North Dakotans from spending a little more than usual. Stores in Fargo saw an increase in sales of generators, kerosene heaters, gas cans, extension cords, batteries, flashlights, firewood, and water. The Shields store in Fargo typically sold about a dozen generators a year, but sold 60 in 1999. They would have sold more if there hadn't been a shortage due to the need for generators in hurricane-affected parts of the country. Shields also sold 30 kerosene generators at $200 each the week before New Year's Eve. Customers were warned that generators and heaters could not be returned, even if unused, after many customers returned them following the 1997 flood. Tim Fisher Tree Service noted that firewood sales were up 200% during the lead-up to New Year's. And the Aqua Water Store saw an increase in sales of jugs of water, doubling in the last week of December, with water deliveries up between 25 and 50%. Hornbacher's Grocery Store saw an increase in sales of bottled water and batteries. However, area banks did not see an increase in cash withdrawals as anticipated, and Walmart did not see a run on any items. People in Bismarck were spending more money on a very different category of items, collectibles. The Hallmark store sold out of Father Time and Millennium Snowman ornaments by August. A liquor store that sold bottles of champagne labeled with the year 2000 received calls from as far away as Wyoming for the commemorative champagne. Antique dealers also noted that disposable millennium items such as party hats or stamps postmarked January 1st, 2000 could be valuable in the future. A curator from the State Historical Society of North Dakota mentioned that there could be a display of Y2K items in their museum in 50 years. Y2K fears were a dud, but many of our grandchildren will cash in on our Y2K memorabilia. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.